BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long. Psalm 74, verse 9. God goes silent. Asaph, to write this psalm, would have been the last of the Levitical musicians to serve during the reign of a king of Judah. He would be looking back at his youth when he witnessed the temple's destruction. No other generation fits the criteria as prescribed in this psalm. Not even the Levitical musician who watched the Romans destroy the temple for Psalm 74 existed centuries before the Romans controlled Israel. Instead, they could only pray the psalm in song. Asaph, in Babylon captivity, would have been an old man in order to write verse 9. It says, "We are given no miraculous signs, no prophets are left, and none of us knows how long this would be." So how could he say this? What prophets were around before this and after this? Was there a time there was no prophets after the Babylonians burned the temple? Jeremiah's prophecies ended with the temple's destruction in 586 BC. Daniel began prophesying years after this. However, most of Daniel's prophecies concern the Gentiles, not the Jews. That leaves Ezekiel. What of Ezekiel? The Egyptians defeated the Jews in 609 BC, and the Babylonians defeated the Egyptians 4 years later in 605 BC. They gained control of Jerusalem. 8 years later, in 597 BC, during Babylonian's second victory over the rebellious Jews in Jerusalem, the prophet Ezekiel was taken to Babylon as a young boy. Ezekiel was in Babylon for 5 years before he began receiving prophecies, which was 11 years before Jerusalem finally fell and the temple was burned, and 11 years before Jeremiah's prophecies stopped. That's Ezekiel 1:1. So Ezekiel and Jerusalem prophecies did overlap. There was no gap at this point. The Babylonians defeated Jerusalem the third time and the final time in 586 BC, which I just said. They burned the temple in Jerusalem and exiled all but the very poor and despondent, according to Jeremiah 39, 9 and 10, 16, 43 and 6, and 42 verses 13 through 27. Asaph, therefore, would have been taken to Babylon in 609 BC when the temple burnt down. Ezekiel's prophecies rebuking the Jews lasted until 571 BC and no more than 559 BC. They really don't know when it happened, but it wasn't too long after the temple burnt down. Then the Lord was silent until he sent the prophets Haggai and Zechariah, which was decades later, 30, maybe 40 years. So Asaph wrote this prayer song when the Lord went silent during those years. Now God's silence will drive the faithful to where he intends us to be, to change us into Jesus's character. God has a purpose in his silence. For Asaph, God's purpose was this psalm and the beginning of the nation's repentance, including his. More on this in the next BDBD. BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and